Look, the camera looks good.
It does.
The audio looks good.
It does.
We have successfully done it, although we do have a problem this computer right here doesn't connect to the internet very well, and I ordered an adapter that was supposed to be here today, but it hasn't come yet, so occasionally we just drop every frame for like 20 seconds, but then we're back and it's perfect quality.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So besides that intermittent problem, everything is perfect.
It's perfect. Well, welcome to the perfect Seth and Colby show.
It's the perfect show. Let's just change the name to the perfect show.
The perfect show.
I want to tweet and be like, come watch our intro, but no one's going to see that and then come watch immediately. Yeah. Like, I've tweeted about it like 5 times.
We do have a new intro that I worked on, and I'm pretty proud of it.
It's pretty great. I don't want to overhype it, but it's the best thing we've ever done.
It's one of the best things I've
What's
ever
better?
Done.
What's in your personal?
Minwit is still up there, man. I don't think that can compare because that's a lot of work, a lot of coordination and time and
effort. But is it better quality?
Who am I to say?
Well, I'm asking your opinion.
My content. All my content is my baby. And
so you
all
your babies
all
equal?
All my babies are.
You like Addiction Trailer just as much as you like the Seth and Colby Show?
Oh, yeah,
intro,
man. That thing has quality gold in it.
You like the
The hand washing scene is one of the best.
I don't even know what that is, but I love that you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do not remember
that
at all.
He splashes his face with water, which he does not splash his face because he told me, he's like, do I really have to splash my face with water? I was like, you can just kind of toss it up.
What, he's scared of getting water on his face?
He just didn't want to get water on his face. Mr. Unofficial.
Why?
Tony P.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's like some weird actor stuff.
He was like Vin Diesel, man. He was very,
Oh, is Vin Diesel hard to work with?
Pickety-pootity on set, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that about
Vin
Diesel.
There's a word. That I'm
particular?
Trying to think of that, no.
I think pickety-poogity is right.
Pickety-poogity works.
I think pickety-poogity is the right word.
Yeah,
let's
that's
go
what
with
he
that.
Was on set.
Pickety-poogity.
So. He didn't want to get water splashed in his face.
All right, man. Well, today on the show, we're going to talk about the Emmys, Star Wars, what else?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk's.
Musk?
Musk. Elon Musk's Musk. And, I think that's about it. So if you're watching the video version, which I recommend you do, we're about to play the video intro. Are you ready?
For the first time.
For the first time.
The reveal.
Ever.
Ever.
I'm stalling right now because the internet's just not working.
Ever.
I feel like the fact that you're sitting there is actually making it work.
I am blocking the reception of the internet.
Oh, it seems to be working again. It's green now.
Yeah, I have no technology on me. It should not interfere in any way unless I produce an electrical
No,
current.
It's literally just the fact that the computer just like stops connecting.
Yeah.
And it's like it's holding the internet and the internet's slippery. It's like, oh no, and then it
constantly,
grabs it.
Yeah. Constantly.
And then it holds it for a good 30 minutes. And then it's back to normal, you know, for 30 minutes. That's just how it goes.
Uh-huh.
So I apologize. I bought something to fix it, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the mail let us down, man!
Well, you have turbo speed on this computer, which I didn't know that racers started to make computers and put turbo in.
Yeah, but that's the processor, I think. That's
it's still...
Or it's a placebo. I'm fairly certain it's also...
So your internet's the problem?
The networking card in this computer is the problem.
Is your cock the problem here?
No, I have no problems with cocks. Cocks are great.
The problem's in the computer?
It's in the computer.
Well, then
it's
why'd
not
you buy such a crappy computer?
Well, first of all, I didn't buy it. It was free.
Why'd you get such a crappy computer?
Second of all, I didn't know that part was bad, and it was free. I mean, if someone offered me a better computer for free, I would have taken that computer if it
why
makes you
feel
better.
Why didn't anybody do that?
I don't know. It's a great question, man. It's one of the great questions of my life. Why don't people offer me more things for free?
Right? Right? Isn't that everybody?
That's all I want, man, is more
Isn't
people to give me free things. But, so I guess we'll just play the stupid intro now, and if it doesn't work, well,
God damn.
You can eat a bird.
Yeah, it should work, right?
I mean, it's going to work for us. Great.
Oh, okay.
Will it stream properly? I have no idea.
Well, we'll find out.
But we're going to find out, so let's go ahead.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
The 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that intro?
Hopefully.
Did it blow all of your mind holes?
Hopefully it worked.
It worked, because we just saw it work.
I hope it worked.
It worked, man! It was beautiful!
That beautiful?
That beautiful.
Wow.
So beautiful, I screamed like a hill person.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, man. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It's the show that's hosted by Seth and Colby.
That would be me.
I'm Seth.
Alone. I'm both.
He's both people. That's Seth and Colby. I'm Jim, the producer.
Hey, Jim.
What's up, Seth and Colby?
Oh, you know, just having dual personalities.
Hey, I got a question for you, Seth and Colby. What episode number is this?
This is episode 9.
Nope.
10.
Yay!
Yeah!
What's today's date?
Ooh, it's the... 16th.
Yeah, you got it, man. You done
We're live at 2 p.m. Find us on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, SethColby.com, at SethColby on Twitter, Facebook.
Not on Facebook.
We are, too.
No. I mean, we might be.
Instagram.
Nope.
Only Twitter.
Only Twitter.
Twitter and our website. Go
yes.
there.
Yep. Is that how you do the intro, Seth and Colby? Is that your intro? All right, man. We want to talk about real quick, like what we're gonna do on the show today. The huge fun.
We're gonna do stuff and things.
We're gonna do stuff, and things.
That's me.
And that's how we do it. So, all right, let's get into the stuff and things.
Let's get into it.
Let's do the stuff and things. Okay, first thing
let's
I want to do. Game of Thrones is tonight.
Oh God, damn it!
Anything you want to say about Game of Thrones?
I just cream my pants.
I can't tell if that's...
Oh, my God.
I can't tell if this is sarcastic.
Oh, my God.
If you're actually excited.
Oh, my God. I'm very excited.
Okay.
I almost swallowed the microphone. I'm very excited.
Okay.
I did this week, I watched PewDiePie play some games on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Like the video games.
The Telltale game series?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's free right now on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. I don't play games. I watch them.
Okay. Another thing only a hipster says. Yeah. Yep.
Welcome to the 21st century, motherfucker.
Okay, 21st century.
And yeah, it's an interesting story, so I've been getting back into it. I'm ready to go. And they definitely got all the voice actors from the show to do that game, right?
I have no idea. I never played it.
I swear Jon Snow is Jon Snow, Khaleesi's Khaleesi, Cersei is Cersei. Like everybody, Tyrion's Tyrion. I'm pretty sure everybody got in that game with their voices. I'm pretty darn sure. But it's about the family, the Forrester family.
They, like, cut down trees and stuff?
They do. They make shields out of very thick ironwood. Because,
sweet.
Yeah.
Are they in the book? Or?
Good question. I have no idea because I don't read books. I watch cool things. And the only thing that I know is the TV show, Game of Thrones.
Let's see here. The cast. No.
No?
Lord Gregory, maybe. Hold on. It doesn't even show other people. Okay, it says the game also includes characters from the novels and TV series with voice work performed by the series actor.
Yeah.
Including Cersei Lannister, Helena Headley, Tyrion Lannister, Peter Dinklage, Jon Snow, Kit Harington, Marjorie Tywell, Natalie Dormer, Ramsay Snow, Aemon Ron, and Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke. So that's pretty cool, man.
That's pretty cool, right?
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So is it just complete? It's just a side story.
It's
completely
a side story about a side family, basically. Yeah, you play as like all the members of the family. You got an older sister who's in King's Landing trying to manipulate them to help with the Forrester situation.
Okay,
their current situation is that they are being taken over by their enemies, the White Hills, who are aligned with Bolton's Ramsay,
okay.
Mr. Ramsay.
Yeah.
And so Ramsay just comes into this game and kills the Lord. Their king dies in the Red Wedding, and so now their house is kind of in turmoil, and that's where you come in.
So it's like in the third season?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the king just died, so the next one in line, and his son, which would be the heir, dies as well.
These people look ridiculous.
They think.
What is this?
That's Targaryen. No. That's the Margaret.
Yeah.
Margaret lady.
What's her face doing though? Like, why is it all?
It's really weirdly animated.
Yeah, it's like different.
It's really good, but
weird.
It's definitely not the best graphics in the world.
It's like they tried to make it look lifelike, but at the same time stylize it.
Right. It looks a lot like the Clone Wars animated series, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Like, the lighting and the animation and everything's kind of solid sometimes, but then sometimes it's really not.
Okay. Well, they make a lot of...
It looks
like
a whole oil painting, almost.
The Telltale people also made a Guardians of the Galaxy game recently.
Oh, really?
Like, this is what they do now. They make stories that are all... Like, isn't it all decision-based and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes... Yeah. You just point and click at things, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And then decide on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ramsay just comes in and kills this king lord and just, like, stabs him right in the neck, and then now they're all like, we gotta get him,
I've always wanted to be a king lord. I like that.
Yeah.
King lord. Can you tell me what happened at the end of Game of Thrones last season?
Last season?
Like, what's gonna happen tonight? Because I don't even remember what happened a year ago.
Episode 9 was Battle of the Bastards.
Okay, so that's when Ramsay Bolton died.
Yes.
Because Jon Snow whipped
his booty. Jon Snow now has Winterfell again.
Okay, and then what happened in the last episode?
And then the last episode was Cersei blowing up the Sept full of all of her
enemies.
That's
when the show started with like 10 minutes of music and Cersei drinking wine as everything exploded.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was great. I hate
Margaret,
High Sparrow so hard.
Yeah, Margaret's dead. The High Sparrow's dead. A couple other people are dead. Her cousin's dead. The king's dead because he committed suicide.
That's right. Because Margaret died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's Cersei. She's the queen.
Right. She sits on the Iron Throne, right?
She's taking it. That's how it's going to intro, is like how that is now.
So what's Jaime Lannister doing now?
He's there now. He just got back to King's Landing after she blew up everybody, and now he's found that she's like
a crazy person.
The king, queen.
Like, is he going to betray that? Like,
who knows, man?
Because he's like in love with her, which, by the way, gross.
Yeah.
And she's awful.
Yeah.
The problem I have is that I like Jaime and I hate her, and so I hate that Jaime likes her because Jaime should be like me, filled with hate towards her.
No, I don't know. I watched a video on YouTube about how she could be a good leader, even if she wasn't trying to kill everyone that was trying to take her power away.
She just murdered like 1,000 people.
But everyone else, like, yeah, I mean, that part, before that part, I'd say maybe, but
yeah,
then,
if you take
yeah,
out the incest,
if you blow
the
people,
murder of people.
Or if you blow your brother, then yeah, you probably shouldn't
she does
be.
That, I'm sure.
Shouldn't be a leadership role
no.
for you, but, So yeah, I think that's where we'll come in. John and Sansa are going to have like a little inner family like turmoil, I feel like.
Isn't she the true leader?
She's the last Stark. She's the oldest heir to the throne.
And since
he's a bastard,
he's not allowed to do it.
But he's a man and she's a woman, and this is back in, anti-woman times.
Yep. 30 years ago at least.
Yeah, way back when.
Yep.
1950s.
And what's Dragon Lady? Didn't she get an army and start marching at the end of the last season?
I think she just got ships. Yeah.
To go
and march. And so yeah, I think from the trailer for the new season, she just gets back. She comes back to Westeros now. She's on Westeros.
Okay.
She crosses the sea and she goes back to where Stannis was, which was the old like castle of the Targaryens or something like that.
And how many more seasons of this show are there?
There's two, or this one and another one, right? No. I thought that, no. Yes. This one's going to be less episodes, I thought. There's not going to be 10.
I'm going to look it up right now because I don't know for
and
sure.
And then I thought there was going to be...
Okay, so this is season...
7?
8.
Oh, shoot.
Because season 7 aired...
Yep.
No. First aired July 6th. So this is season 7. The one we're going to watch tonight is season 7.
Yeah. I think there's 9?
I think you're right. I think there's 3 more, but like season 9 has like 3 episodes or something ridiculous. Because even this has... Yeah, this one has 7 episodes.
This 7 new episodes. Season?
It airs July till the end of August.
Why?
That's
HBO?
It.
HBO, come on. What are they going to do when this show's over? What are they going to do?
Dude, okay. So, let's just segue into Emmys.
Yeah.
All right. So, HBO this year for like the last 15 years in a row mm-hmm. had more Emmy nominations than any other network.
Okay.
This year, Netflix came up and just destroyed them.
Oh, man.
All right. It's like, it's very sad for
HBO.
So
what now? Is it happening soon? Or?
Well, the actual Emmys themselves happen on September 17th, but they just announced the nomination.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's see what these are.
So this honors the best in U.S. primetime television programming that aired from June 1st to May 31st, 2016 to 2017. I'm trying to figure out, like, so HBO had 47 nominations.
I think that's
these are major nominations. So HBO had 47.
This year or over?
This year.
Oh, God.
This year.
How?
But overall, Netflix had 91 nominations. That's what I want to see is the overall nominations. Let's see. It does not include. I want to know, like, what are all the.
What are all the things that need to be shown?
I want them to tell me.
What is the information we seek?
Let's see. Emmy nominations. I hate typing on. Nominations 2017 Network. Let's see. Breakdown by studio. Here we go. The Variety will tell us. Here we go.
Here we are.
Okay, so HBO is still number one. There you go, man.
Wow.
They still did it. HBO 111, Netflix 91, NBC 64. I think like 20 of those for NBC is Saturday Night Live, though. And then FX, ABC, CBS, Fox, Hulu, Amazon, National Geographic, Showtime, AMC, and PBS. Program number one and two tied with 22 nominations each, Saturday Night Live and Westworld.
Wow.
So that's HBO. So 22 of HBO's is one show and 22 of NBC's is one show. You take out those one shows, Netflix destroys. Stranger Things had 19. Feud, which is on FX, had 18. Veep on HBO had 17. Big Little Lies on HBO had 17. Fargo on FX had 16. Crowns on Netflix, 13. Handmaid's Tale at 13. So, I mean, for the most part, there's like 5 or 6 things on HBO that gave them the bulk of their awards.
Yeah.
Like Westworld, Veep, like right there, there's 40.
John Oliver's got 8, man. That's insane. Where the hell is Game of Thrones?
Got 10. The Night of has 13.
Was Game of Thrones over by this from June 1st? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? June 1st. It was done by June 1st last year, I think. This year is way later.
It aired. See, season 6 aired. Last aired June 26th. So it would have qualified. It would have qualified because it June 1st. So it would have had 4 episodes in June.
And the best episodes ever.
Agreed.
In that time.
That's so maybe, insane. I mean, it might be nominated. It just might not have more than 5 because this is more than 5.
That's bullshit.
All right, well, let's look,
it
man.
Should.
Let's look.
Should get every award.
So, really, the reason I wanted to talk about the Emmys is I'm just curious as if you've seen any of these, and then if who watches these.
Okay, yeah.
So,
I don't know what TV is good TV at the moment.
Right.
I haven't watched a TV show, and that's not old and forever.
Or not PewDiePie.
Yeah.
You wanna?
That's not a TV show.
You want to do comedy or drama?
Let's do comedy first.
Okay, comedy series, all right? Atlanta on FX. That's the Danny Glover, not Danny Glover. There's a big difference between Danny Glover and Donald Glover. This is the Donald Glover show.
Yeah. My parents just got like hooked up with their Cox communication plan, so I'm like gonna steal their info to log into FX and allegedly steal and watch Atlanta because
it's supposed to be amazing,
to know.
Man.
I like Donald Glover. It's said to be hilarious.
I didn't realize it was a comedy.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was a comedy.
I don't know. I want to watch it.
Follows Earn during his daily life in Atlanta, Georgia, as he tries to redeem himself in the eyes of his ex-girlfriend, his parents, and his cousin, who raps under the stage name Paperboy. Having dropped out of Princeton University, Earn has no money and no home, so he alternates between staying with his parents and his girlfriend. Once he realizes his cousin is on the verge of stardom, he definitely seeks to reconnect in order to improve his life and the life of his daughter, Lottie. Yeah, sounds hilarious. I don't know, man. I'm just so over Donald Glover.
Shut up. Next.
That's my problem. Okay. Blackish on ABC.
I don't know who watches that show. I'm assuming black people.
I would guess, right?
That would be my guess.
Master of None on Netflix. That's the Aziz Ansari show. Never seen it.
It's gotten awards.
It's supposed to be good. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Modern Family.
Don't watch it.
I watch that occasionally. It's still funny, but I feel like it's been on for 8 years. How could it still be like nominated for awards constantly?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Silicon Valley on HBO. Hilarious show. Is it funnier than...
Does it deserve awards?
I don't know if it deserves awards for best comedy.
Especially not if Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is anywhere on a list like this. God damn it, she was last year, too.
There are two shows, one on comedies and one on dramas, that I hate. One show I feel ruins the rest of the nominations.
Oh, yeah.
Because Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt does not deserve to be on the same thing as all these other shows.
I hate that show.
So, and then Veep is also there.
I also don't like that show.
I don't like it either. I don't think it's funny.
No.
I don't get it. The previews are funny. The show itself, not funny.
No.
So, out of outstanding comedy, I watch Silicon Valley and Modern Family, I guess.
I watch one of those shows.
Which one do you watch?
Silicon.
Okay, that's it.
Yep.
So, I hope that wins.
Yeah, that's why I don't really care about the Emmys so much.
Okay, outstanding drama. Better Call Saul.
Good show.
I watched the first season, that's it.
I watched the first and second.
I haven't seen the second yet because it's like not anywhere yet.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I don't remember what I did to watch that. I think I logged into AMC. I think it's free online.
I think it's on Netflix. It just hasn't shown up.
Yeah, no, it just got on there, yeah.
Okay, I need to watch that then. The Crown on Netflix. That's the one about Queen Elizabeth's life. I'm halfway through that series. It's very... What's good about that show is the setting.
Okay.
Like, it's got the Game of Thrones style thing where it really takes you to a different world.
Gotcha.
And the acting is incredible.
All right.
Does that make it the best drama? Like, what makes a TV show great? Shouldn't it be everything about the TV show?
Yeah.
So... The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
I don't even know what that is.
It's hot garbage The Handmaid's Tale is. It's hot garbage. Like, it's this show about... Okay. It's based off a book, all right? It's about the near future when women stop having babies.
Okay.
All right?
Because that will happen.
Most women stop being fertile. That's the problem, okay? Some women are still fertile.
Uh-huh.
Those women... And lower class women are basically taken into camps and women become property. And then rich men have sex with their handmaids to impregnate them. And then they use their babies as their own because their wives, the rich wives, can't have babies.
Okay.
And the entire government is run in like this Old Testament biblical type of way where everything's about God and all that type of stuff.
Sounds awful.
It's really not good.
People
love it. And
well,
by
it
people,
like
I mean certain women. No.
Worse.
It's not. Children of Men is like, if women stopped having babies, this is what the world would be like because it's in disrepair. This is like nothing's changed except now all women are slaves.
Sounds really friendly.
It's something that
would
never happen in real life, and that's why I don't like it because it doesn't make sense. No one would be like, all right, you know. There was a coup in America, and now we're going to worship God and treat women as property, and everyone's just okay with it. Because that's kind of what
Angela
happened.
Merkel over in Germany's like, that's just, no. Trump, right.
Well,
what'd you
that's,
do?
That's another thing, is that it's only America.
Yeah.
Like, it's our government decided to be this way.
Oh, it's just like the Purge, you
like,
know?
They're going to G8 and stuff, and they're being like, this is my handmaiden. She's not real. She's like my dog. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. It's a
Sounds
stupid
horrible.
Show. But all these people
deserves awards,
like,
of
have,
course,
you've probably
yeah.
seen, like, images of like them in all red with like the weird white hat on top of their head. That's the handmaids. Like they're doing protests in Washington D.C. dressed like handmaids now.
Oh my god!
It's just like the show's not good enough for you to use it as a protest. It's like I get what they're doing because they're like women aren't your property. I get that, but the show ain't good. Pick a different show. Okay, House of Cards on Netflix. That's gone. I watched that show. It's gone way downhill.
Has it?
Yeah. Like, season 3 was the peak. It's gone downhill every year since.
I've watched season 1, and that was it.
Season 1 was very good. Season 2 was very good. Season 3 was all right. Season 4 was literal trash. Season 5 was that trash on fire. And season 6 was more trash being heaped onto that trash pile. Not a good show. Stranger Things on Netflix. This show's super hyped. Did you watch Stranger Things?
Watched the first season, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only season there is.
There's a new one coming out, though, right?
Yes, but we haven't seen that one yet. Mm. I don't know. What'd you think?
I didn't get into it.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
But it was, for me, it's not like hype worthy. Like, it's a show I could do without if I had to.
It was like they took like the movie Super 8 and made it a longer experience, combined it with well, what's that one scary movie series where they go into, like, supernatural realms? Like, I want to say Insidious or something like that. But
I haven't
that's,
seen Insidious,
that one's too
so
intense,
I can't tell you.
Maybe. No, it is Insidious. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Here's another terrible one. This Is Us. You know what that show is?
I know what that is.
That's an NBC show where there's three triplets, okay? One set of triplets.
Okay.
Okay. There's and they're all grown up now. Mm-hmm. And it switches between their childhood, where Mandy Moore and the guy from Heroes, Peter Facinelli or whatever his name is, are the parents, and they're all kids. And then current time, where one of them is this buff TV star, another one is this 800-pound gorilla lady, and then another one is a black man. Because
what?
They adopted one when they had twins.
What?
And he's black. And it's about their life. And it is the most cheesy, unsurprisingly written show of all time.
Like, that's got to be the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, I mean, obviously you're forcing race into that, right? Like, you adopt a black
Dude,
kid and you
I'm
call
saying.
Them triplets? They're not triplets!
That's what I'm saying. It's literally very predictable.
Unless you found a black child that was born the same day at the exact same
like,
time from another mother, then it's still not triplets. They were just born at the same time.
The brother has identity crisis because he doesn't think he's a serious enough actor, so he quits to become a stage play. The big fat woman struggles with her weight because she's so fat,
yeah,
and that's what she does the whole series. And the black man struggles with finding his real family and being black in a white family.
Sounds about right.
It's like it's just very predictable. There's nothing special.
Yep. I mean, that you,
or exciting
it's
about
like,
it.
Like what would you expect if we told you the plot of this show? That's exactly what we're going
right,
to do.
Right. And so. Then Westworld, which you haven't seen.
I saw. I saw parts.
You didn't see the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
Probably the best series I've seen in 10 years.
Really,
dude.
Yeah.
Since Lost.
Yeah.
Best series since Lost.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Go watch it, Cartman. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay?
Fake it, yeah. I'm going home. I'm going home and watch that shit.
Do it.
I'm not.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Ultimate power!
Talk shows. All right? I feel like every year talk shows just get nominated because they exist. Like, Full Frontal with Samantha Vee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Late Late Show with James Corden, Late Show with Stephen Colbert,
win.
And Real Time with Bill Maher. Well, I feel like he should because he's the one on network TV who's doing stuff, right?
Well, Jimmy was the big one for a while, Jimmy Fallon.
He's not even nominated.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Wow. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's on there. Let's see why. Because he had that his kid thing, right?
Maybe. I don't
That's
know.
That's Mike. He's been around forever. Why else would he be on there?
I don't
there?
Know, dude. I don't
he's
know.
He's not doing something different.
They might give it to
doing
Samantha
Doing the same
B
exact
because
thing.
Because new.
I would either say that, well, John Oliver's already got one, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I thought so.
I think he won last year, yeah.
I would think Colbert will get it this year because he's.
But
been
Colbert's
doing
got him too.
An Emmy? Well, yeah.
I mean, he got him for Colbert
but not
Report.
For this, not for this show.
No, probably not for this. Okay, sketch series. Billy on the Street.
I'm so glad that's on there. I'm so glad that's on there.
Documentary.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's that show you're obsessed with.
God, it's so funny.
I bet it's not.
Billy Eichner is the funniest person ever.
Is Billy on the Street your Westworld?
No.
Like, should I go watch Billy on the Street?
You probably should. You would love it. This guy just randomly goes and yells at people on the street.
The fact that it's on True TV makes me hate it.
Yeah, it's very under budget. It's literally him with a microphone and a camera guy, and they run around talking to random people in New York. And they ask him random questions. He's got random games, and he yells in their faces, man. He's a very sporadic person. It's all kind of improv.
I might check out some clips or something.
Yeah, you should watch like one episode. It's really interesting. He's got like John Hamm's been on it.
John Hamm, that wins me over, man. I like John
Hamm. Jason Sudeikis and.
Nah. Care less about him. He's on everything. I feel like we could call Jason Sudeikis and ask him to be on our show. And he'd be like, yeah, sure, I'm free Saturday.
You got money?
No. All right.
All right.
documentary now on IFC. That's the Bill Hader, the guy from Portlandia, in it, where they do, they're like fake documentaries.
That's amazing.
It's basically Drunk History, but they're not drunk. Which is also nominated. And then Portlandia is also nominated. Saturday Night Live and the Tracy Ullman Show. Don't know what the Tracy Ullman Show is.
HBO, though.
It's on HBO, so.
HBO, Dow.
Outstanding limited series, so these are miniseries. Big Little Lies on HBO, you watch that? Fantastic.
No.
Very good. We watched that. Fargo on FX, you watch that?
Nope.
Also very good. Feud. Didn't watch this. Heard a lot of hype about it.
Nope.
But didn't,
never
didn't
saw it.
Genius on Nat Geo. I think that's the one about Albert Einstein, right?
That would make sense.
I think. It might be a
who
is
every related time. To Genius, the first thing you think of, the person that you think of
well,
Genius.
Albert Einstein, because I know it.
Would be Albert Einstein, yeah.
Yeah, right Albert there. Einstein right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's about Albert Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
And then The Night Of on HBO. Did you watch that?
Nuh-uh.
It's also very good. That's the one with the Indian guy from Rogue One. He is in jail. And he can't remember if he killed a girl or not. It's about that show.
Indian guy.
It's very good. It's
the
about
pilot?
Basically... Yeah, the pilot.
Okay.
He's basically this Muslim kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 19 or 20. He goes out one night and he sleeps with this girl who allegedly drugs him. And he wakes up and she's dead. And because he was drugged, he can't remember whether or not he killed her.
Nice.
And he goes to Rikers, and it's literally an 8-episode arc about his lawyers and everything arguing to get him out of Rikers, but this whole time he's in Rikers, and so he completely changes by the end of the series. It's really cool. It's just like a character study, basically, about how the prison system sucks. You know.
Yeah.
And but between Big Little Lies, Fargo, and The Night Of, it'd be very hard for me to choose. If you're not watching Fargo, you should watch Fargo. Dude, watch Fargo. Don't fart. You got me. I thought you were actually going to say that, then you farted again. Jerk. Outstanding television movie, Black Mirror. You ever watch Black Mirror?
I watched watched the one where she has, you have the rating system.
Well, I never watched Black Mirror. To me, that's another show where I've heard lots of things, but I've never seen an episode.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton's Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love.
No.
Nope. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
No.
That's the one with Oprah in it, where Oprah is Henrietta Lacks.
Lacks, huh?
Yeah. Sherlock, the Lying Detective.
I didn't know they were making things. PBS, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
And then The Wizard of Oz on HBO.
Wizard of Lies, bro.
Oops. I said Oz, didn't I?
They remade The Wizard of Oz as a miniseries.
And then top reality competition program. The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. Any comments about any of those?
I guess they do.
I mean, they're in their own category.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be, otherwise how would they get nominated?
Right. But why even nominate a man?
Okay, man. Best lead actor? Blackish, Master of None, Baskets, Atlanta, Shameless, Transparent. I mean... Master of None, Aziz Ansari, Donald Glover for Atlanta, Zach Galifianakis for Baskets. I mean, Jeffrey Tambor, William H. Macy. I mean, most of these people are movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Zach Galifianakis, Donald Glover, William H. Macy, Jeffrey Tambor, all movie stars. nominated for Actor Emmy. That doesn't seem fair to Aziz. I'm Aziz!
TV drama, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, hey man, quit skipping ahead.
Kevin Spacey.
That's in a drama.
Those are only two, though. Robert De Niro.
Nah, man. An outstanding lead actor in a drama.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Anthony Hopkins should win, hands down.
Hands.
If you had saw Westworld... That's why Transformers 5 disgusted me so much, is because I just finished watching Anthony Hopkins in Westworld.
You're so good, man. Why'd you do this shit?
And then he's in that. It literally disgusts me. And then, Kevin Spacey and Liev Schreiber are both movie stars.
I didn't know how you pronounce that name.
This guy right here.
I would look Liev Schreiber. Oh, I do like him.
Yeah, he's a movie star.
The bad
Wolverine.
Who
is this guy? I don't know this guy.
Or the bad...
don't know him.
Sabretooth.
Yeah, Sabretooth. Yeah, that's who he is. 25 years ago, he was Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy. Better Things, Grace and Frankie, Mom, Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Barf.
Barf.
Veep, Blackish, Grace and Frankie. I feel like there's no standouts in there.
Dude, is she just like a terrible person in real life, and then it's like an amazing thing that she can act like a nice person on
who,
the show?
Who, Ellie Kemper?
Yes. Like, does she just come in and be like, where's my award? Give me that shit, bitches.
Oh, no, all I know is
and
that I really don't
I
like her because her father owns Commerce Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I just hate people that are just super rich and then get richer.
That
just makes me angry.
And I don't like her face.
Really? I think she's kind of cute.
Nope. Don't like her face.
All right, man. Outstanding lead actress in a drama. Viola Davis.
Judgment.
In How to Get Away with Murder. Movie star. Claire Foy in The Crown. I think she should win just because I've been watching The Crown, and she looks like Queen Elizabeth in the show, and that's kind of crazy to me.
Is that crazy to you?
Elizabeth Moss as that lady in The Handmaid's Tale. Kerry Russell in The American.
Is that crazy?
Evan Rachel Wood in Westworld and Robin White in House of Cards. I'll tell you one thing. Robin Wright should not win because that show's hot garbage right now. And they all are the exact
hot garbage.
Lead actor in a miniseries, so Roz Ahmed, who's the pilot from Rogue One. That dude right there. That's the worst picture I've ever seen in a Wikipedia article. That's terrible.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Really bad. That's really bad, man.
Right there. Benedict Cumberbatch, man. Robert De Niro doesn't seem fair.
Ewan McGregor
doesn't seem fair. Jeffrey Rush doesn't seem fair. John Turturro. You know what? I demote him to TV star after his performance in Transformers 5.
Turturro?
Yeah, he was the guy who just made calls on a payphone in Cuba. That's all he did. He probably got the world's biggest paycheck.
Yep.
Don't like it, man.
Yep.
Lead actress, Carrie Coon. I like Carrie Coon.
Carrie Coon.
She's in...
I'm the kid.
What, you been watching a lot of South Park or something lately, man?
No. You just brought it up. And I definitely remember Cartman as the Coon.
I brought it up. It was
you did.
Not you talking.
I was just
Cartman.
A random voice, and you went and was like, that's Cartman right there, man.
That's because it is Cartman, man.
It's not really, because I didn't know that's what I was doing.
You can't just claim ignorance.
I absolutely can. You can't stop me.
Nicole Kidman, Jessica Lange, Susan Sarandon, Reese Witherspoon, all movie stars.
Yep.
Like, at what point do the Emmys become worthless? Because
limited
it's
series
all just
or
movies.
Movie, yeah. Literally. They were just...
I mean, how do you draw the line? Because technically, like, Big Little Lies aired on HBO on TV. But... no Netflix shows aired on TV.
Right.
So, I guess I don't get how the Emmys decide what's TV, what's a movie.
I don't know. They can't go based on ratings, right? Because it's completely, they would be two separate ratings brackets. It's of people who have internet and who subscribe to Netflix.
So I guess the idea is that because it's only on a small screen?
Yeah.
But then what about direct-to-DVD things? Are they not eligible for Oscars because they never aired on a movie?
I don't know.
I just don't know how they make this up.
I don't know.
It's like, why can't Big Little Lies be nominated for an Oscar?
I don't know.
Is it because it's 8 hours long?
Probably.
I mean, that's probably why, right? Yeah. But so is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Yeah, I feel like if you push the 4 hour mark, then it's not a movie, it's a miniseries. So actually, no. I feel like it's just, you call it what you call it.
Yeah. I feel like it's a movie
sure
if you want it to be a movie.
An 8 hour long movie and it has won an award for it. It's out there.
It's got to be.
It's up there.
You know that the first cut of Black Panther is over 4 hours long?
Watch it. I'm not going to do it.
What was that?
It was hype. Let's go.
Oh, you're into Black Panther?
Give me some Black P, man.
That's going on some soundboard somewhere. I guarantee you. Give me some Black P, man. Are you actually hyped for Black Panther?
More than Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, I'm more hyped for my next bowel movement than I was for Spider-Man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good one.
When's Thor coming out?
November.
Isn't it this year?
Yeah, it's this
When's
year.
When's Black Panther coming out?
November is Thor. Black Panther is February.
Oh, okay.
Or March.
Yeah, sure.
And then Avengers is May. Then Ant-Man and the Wasp is June. And then Captain Marvel is March again. I think that's the lineup.
That, you can't be right.
I'm right!
You can't be right.
I'm gonna look it up.
You cannot be right. You just left off a complete half of the year.
Well, it's because they crammed three movies in the beginning.
Why did they do that?
Because the back half of the year is Star Wars time.
What's Star Wars? Han Solo? Whoop-deep freak.
I don't want timelines. I want releases.
It's definitely Han Solo, because this year is episode 8.
It's got to be Han Solo, yeah. All right, here we go. Where is...
My butt is on fire.
Yeah, here we go. Fire Thor, butt. November 3rd. Black Panther, February 16th. Avengers, May 4th. Ant-Man and the Wasp, July 6th.
Are you kidding me?
Captain Marvel, March 8th. And then next Avengers, May 3rd.
Wow. So literally, the first half of the year is going to be Marvel, and the last half is going to be Star Wars.
Yeah, that's basically how it works. Well, I mean, let's just segue real quick into that. Because this just got shown. This is the next 2 years for Disney.
Oh, shit.
Just Disney. Thor, Disney Pixar Coco, Star Wars The Last Jedi in 2017.
Holy shit.
Okay. 2018, Black Panther, and then Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, and then Infinity War. And then the Star Wars Han Solo movie, Incredibles 2,
I heard it's called
Ant-Man
Solo.
And the Wasp. Is that what it's called? Solo.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson was on Colbert, and they pulled up a picture of him like pointing out at to a sunset, and he was wearing a shirt with the logo on it. It said Star Wars Story Solo in the bars. So that's what they think it is.
It's probably just some intern made that and thought it looked awesome.
It was white screen print, man. They couldn't have just transferred that shit. They had to get a whole lot.
It's not like they got Disney money to make 12 t-shirts if they want.
Shut up, man. Incredibles 2?
Yeah, dude.
That's great.
Wreck-It Ralph 2? Wreck-It Ralph 2, they just said, is going to be the most meta Disney movie of all time. It's going to feature Disney princesses and Star Wars characters in it.
Wow. That's going to be intense.
Isn't that awesome? Also, look at its poster I caught. It's an app.
Wreck
the two.
Ralph wrecks the internet.
Yeah. Breaks the internet.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet.
Gonna be amazing.
And then Disney the Nutcracker and Mary Poppins Returns. Like, there's $2 billion right there.
Yeah.
Avengers, Black Panther, Han Solo movie, Incredibles 2, Ant-Man, Wreck-It Ralph 2.
That's $5 billion.
That's probably $3 billion.
That's so much money.
Because I could easily see Avengers making $1 billion by itself and Solo making
$1 billion.
Dude,
if Fast 8 made $1 billion.
Avengers might be the biggest movie of all time.
It might be.
I mean, I think it might be.
You could definitely say that because it's this cinematic shit universe crap. It's never happened before.
Look at this. There's a, let me see here, Infinity War cast. I'm trying to find the one that had the good picture because there was one that was a bad picture. This is the bad picture. Okay, look at this picture of the Infinity Wars cast, okay? Winter Soldier, Dave Bautista, the girl who plays Nebula, the girl who plays Mantis, Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Doctor Strange, Chadwick Boseman, who plays Black Panther, Thor's there, all right?
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know who this is.
It's a producer.
No, because that's Kevin Feige. And then Robert Downey Jr. And then the Hulk, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, Paul Bettany, Vision, Don Cheadle, and Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon. And then the crazy part about this, someone listed them all out here.
They're missing some.
Right.
Right. Chris Pratt's not there.
Here's the people who are missing. Okay? Captain America is missing. Scarlet Witch is missing, Hawkeye's missing, Black Widow's missing, Ant-Man's missing, The Wasp is missing, Rocket is missing, Bradley Cooper, Chris Pratt is missing, Gamora is missing.
How is this movie going to happen?
Loki's missing. Nick Fury's missing. The Thunderbolt guy.
Tom Hiddleston. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's Chris,
like, so
what's his
fucking
name? Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans missing. Chris Pratt
oh
is missing.
Oh, my God.
Scarlett Johansson is missing.
Paul
Rudd. Jeremy Renner
fucking
is missing. Yeah, Paul Rudd's missing.
This is when you know you've screwed up. When you have a list of 32 major actors in Hollywood, like the 32 actors in Hollywood right now.
This person listed 41.
And you
41.
Have to put them out into one movie?
This person listed 41 people who are going to be in the movie, most
That's
likely.
Stupid.
But they showed a teaser trailer at D23.
At least 20 of them.
And people... No, all of these people are confirmed
at
to be in the movie.
At least 20 of them had to be in there for like a minute.
Well, that's what's... I bet a lot of these people die.
Yeah. Ooh.
Or they're just waving goodbye. Ooh. You know? Like, well, because people were talking about the trailer, and they said it's one of the best trailers they've ever seen.
The trailer?
Yeah.
What trailer?
They just showed it at D23.
What trailer?
Behind closed doors.
Why?
We haven't seen it.
The internet hadn't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, great.
Here's a picture of the Avengers watching the Avengers trailer.
Motherfuckers.
I mean, they're in the movie. There is a description on here somewhere. I don't know, man.
Dude, that trailer is going to blow some nips off, man.
Joe Russo says that they're working on an Infinity War trailer, which will be released soon.
Oh, jeez, man.
Do you know that those guys got their start directing Arrested Development?
The Russo brothers?
Yeah.
No.
And then they made Captain America Winter Soldier, and now they're directing the biggest movie of all time.
That... Wow. Mother. Why?
Here's all the characters who are going to be in
stupid
in Infinity War. And you can't even see Peter Dinklage down here on the bottom.
What is he doing?
He's one of the bad guys.
What?
Yeah, he's one of the bad guys in the movie.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, man. Like, the actual... here's the footage from reports. Here we go. Starts off with a shot of the Avengers Tower, and we see footage from previous Marvel movies and the Marvel Studios logo. Mantis says, "We are arriving," as they travel in the Milano, and we see massive destruction outside. Star-Lord said, "This might be dangerous. Let's put on our mean faces." Also of note, Groot is a teenager. A wounded Thor slams into the window, face squished against the glass, as Rocket says, "Get it off." They lay him on a table, and Mantis wakes him up. He lashes out, and all the Guardians point their weapons at him. Thor stays in an unfriendly tone. Who the H? It literally says, "Who the H? Who the H are you?" I hope he says that in the movie. If he says hell in the movie, I'm gonna be mad. I wanted to say, "Who the H are you?" That was my Thor voice. The Thor joins them as we see more destruction outside their ship. We see Scarlet Witch dodge a blast of energy, which cuts a car in half. There's a lot of destruction, and judging by their faces, something bad is going on, and the Vision is trapped nearby. As we hear a female voiceover, death follows him like a shadow. We then see Loki walking through flaming wreckage. He takes a Tesseract and hands it over to someone. We see Peter Parker on a school bus. As the hairs on his arm stand up and he looks around in fear, as we see an alien ship crash land on Earth. Tony Stark is with the Guardians, and he says, "We have one advantage. He's coming to us." We see a wounded Mantis, Iron Man, or worried Mantis, Iron Man, Thor, Doctor Strange, Hulk, maybe just Bruce Banner because they said they don't see Hulk present, and many other heroes as the ships approach. Fun isn't something you consider when trying to balance the universe, we hear Thanos say, as we see Gamora looking around in horror as she takes a destruction of the Collector's room. "But this does put a smile on my face," Thanos continues, and Star-Lord says, "Oh no." We see a helmetless Thanos walk through a portal onto Earth with a big grin on his face.
Oh, shit.
Star-Lord and Doctor Strange go into battle as Doctor Strange creates magic stepping stones in the air for Star-Lord to jump on as he is shooting. We also see Spider-Man swing into action with his new suit teased at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming. We then see a whole bunch of different shots, which consist of Vision behind bars, a blonde Black Widow, Iron Man in his new sleek armor, a bearded Captain America in a dark and sleek suit, with a battle in the background consisting of Bucky and Black Panther leading an army against four-legged creatures with the Hulkbuster present.
Oh, shoot.
Tony Stark, Wong, and Doctor Strange in the Sanctum, and Black Panther with his arms crossed and claws out as he fights one of the four-legged creatures. We then see a maskless injured Peter Parker say, "I'm sorry, Tony," as Iron Man holds his head. We see Thanos fighting the Avengers, grabbing Thor's head like a grape that he is about to crush, punching Iron Man in the face, and then Thanos growls, "You can run from it, but your destiny still arrives." He holds up one hand as we see an incomplete gauntlet featuring the Space Stone and the Power Stone as he makes a whining motion, then a throwing motion, and we see a planet, possibly Earth Moon, move closer to Earth and explode into a bunch of chunks as they head straight for the Avengers. That's their teaser trailer.
Oh my god. That sounds intense. I was quiet during that whole thing.
Dude.
Intense focus.
That's their trailer, man. Too many people.
That's so many.
But at the same time, it's going to be probably the greatest movie.
It's
going to
be insane.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to be so insane.
Yeah, man.
My brain hurts.
I'm super hyped for all of that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. What else about? Do we even care anymore about this?
I don't.
I feel like we don't care at all about that.
I don't like the Emmys.
All right, let's talk about Star Wars Land, man. First of all, it's going to be called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Ooh.
It's opening at Disney World and Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's really about all that you
need
to know.
That's really about it. All right.
Here is the actual model of the thing. Look at it, man.
I want to know what planet it's on.
It's its own. It's a planet of its own, I believe.
We've never seen it before.
I believe that's the case.
But what's its significance? Why would I care to be at this planet? Because I don't care.
It's a starport.
Okay.
And it features many characters from Star Wars because it's a starport. So what they didn't want to do was break continuity or immersion or whatever and have you go to Tatooine, but Darth Maul's there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would actually make sense. But who hasn't been to Tatooine and Star Wars? Everyone.
Everyone.
I picked the wrong
planet.
They could
have done a Tatooine.
They didn't want to go to Coruscant and have... I picked another planet everyone's
Luke.
Been to.
Luke there.
I feel like he's been there.
He's not been there. Coruscant is not there. Well, it is.
It is there.
Yeah.
What planet has Dagobah and Leia's there?
I just don't... Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Finally
pothole
one.
Found, man. We got it.
But that's the idea, is that they wanted it to be
it
every planet.
Very... Tatooine mixed with Naboo-ish.
Yeah, that's what I would get. It looks like they used some leftover rocks from the Avatar world to create some of the stuff. And but there's like ships and caves and it looks
You're
going to
make your own lightsaber. I'm calling that shit.
Oh, you can already do that.
There?
Yeah. Huh. You can do that now.
Yeah, but you're going to go into a cave and mine your own Kyber crystal.
Your Kyber crystal and then make your own. Dude. I mean, it just looks insanely awesome.
It'll be a Build-A-Bear workshop for a lightsaber.
Build a lightsaber workshop. Yeah. I hope that's actually what it's called.
That'd be great.
With like a happy little logo and everything.
So I'm assuming like every ship that you see, like I'm seeing an X-Wing down there. Like I'm assuming you can get in that and then there would be like some sort of
simulation. They've already released like...
I saw the Falcon one. They did have the Millennium Falcon.
Right,
there.
And you can
look at it at night. Is that at night?
This right here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they have lights with it? Kind of looks like it.
Is the moons now? It was the sun, so yeah, I bet that's
what
night.
If you could. What if,
dude? Do you think that the background changes based on the time of day? It would have to. They can't have suns when it's 9 o'clock at night. They're gonna have a dynamically changing background.
No, it's bullcrap. They cannot just house that entire thing in a stadium where they can control
could.
The sky.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no
Disney.
Way.
They could do
there's
it.
There's no way.
They could do it, man.
Avatar is outside, isn't it? Like, look at fourth video down on the sidebar. There's one with the Falcon. What's that?
This one?
Is that just... Yeah, what is that?
Well, this is the hotel, actually. Goddamn ad. But yeah, like, here's the picture of people in the Millennium Falcon cockpit.
Dude, that's gonna be intense.
Are you gonna punch little kids out of the way?
I would, yeah.
You gonna sit in Han or Chewie's chair?
I don't know.
It's a tough choice, man.
Yeah, it is.
Can you sit in both at
I'd
once?
I'd be in the gunner's chair.
Oh, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. So we got this lady just talking. Is this whole video going to be about people talking?
Yep.
Look at it, man. Why am I playing this at 0.25 speed?
It's a 3. Yeah, it's definitely a 3D replica of what it was. I thought it was like actually where it would be.
Look at it, man.
No. Yeah. See? They'll have those rocks in the background, but that'll be it. Everything else is sky. Like,
yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Look at that, though, man. Look at that awesome TIE fighter right there. You're just gonna be there. It's just gonna be a TIE fighter, man.
It's gonna be crazy. I want to live there.
Dude, what is happening on our show today where I'm hyped about Star Wars and you're hyped about Marvel?
I don't know. We've reversed roles.
At some point,
opposite
we've taken
day?
Over each other's bodies.
Yeah.
Don't know when that happened.
Don't either.
But it happened. Okay, so what about plans unveiled for Star Wars-inspired themed resort at Walt Disney World? He said that the Bob Chapek, chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, just confirmed that a Star Wars-inspired resort will debut as part of the new Disney 360 vacation concept. According to Bob, this revolutionary new vacation experience will be a living room adventure – or sorry, why did I say room? A living adventure that allows guests to immerse themselves in an entirely new form of Disney storytelling. Telly stories.
We're going to tell some telly stories today, guys.
It's unlike anything that exists today. From the second you arrive, you'll become part of a Star Wars story. You'll immediately become a citizen of the galaxy and experience all that entails, including dressing up in the proper attire.
Oh, shit.
Once you leave Earth, you will discover a starship alive with characters, stories, and adventure that unfold all around you. It's 100% immersive, and the story will touch every single minute of your day, and it will culminate in a unique journey for every person who visits.
Why hasn't that happened more? Like, we got haunted houses and shit.
Well, this is Westworld,
right.
Star Wars right
yeah.
here. This is what you wanted.
Why? That's exactly what
this
I
is
want.
It.
I don't want to pay for a hotel, though. Give me an apartment. I'll live there. Just give me some fucking future.
You
want
to move into Westworld.
Star Wars job, like I'm the trash compactor annihilator. I don't know. Some crazy shit.
You could go and work at Disney and become
that
one of the Star Wars
count.
People.
I won't live in it. Everything will be broken. The simulation is broken. Well, I live in the simulation.
The problem is you have to pay to live in the simulation.
I'll figure something out. They should figure something out.
They should figure out a free way for you to live there.
If you want, you got some space jobs
you
need
keep,
done.
Like, starting a sentence, it's like, if you want me, wait, no, they don't because I'm paying. And you just lose traction.
I do.
If you got space
I
jobs
want
you
to
want
just
done,
live in Star Wars land. How about that?
You want to be a homeless man inside a Disney attraction.
That would be great.
It's like the equivalent of like why Hawaii has the highest yep. nation of homeless or you know consistency of homeless people in the nation. It's because of that.
Why? Because they're just there. They're stuck.
Yeah, it's Hawaii. If you're gonna be homeless, go to Hawaii and be homeless.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Why be homeless in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
That sounds like horrible.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, go to Hawaii.
It's a great place to be.
Problem is, I think it costs a lot of money to
it's
go to
a
Hawaii.
Trap.
You think a lot of people become homeless to go to Hawaii and become homeless?
Yes.
What'd be better, your life here right now, or a life as a homeless person on a beach in Hawaii?
I knew a guy who left his life here and just saved up money enough to live for 6 months in Costa Rica, I want to say. And so, like, the first nights he just went, didn't have a hotel, didn't have a place to stay, just got a plane ticket, went down there, and then the first couple of nights they stayed there, he just slept on the beach, and then apparently found people, and then stayed with them, found a job, and just started working. And I'm like, what?
I mean, that sounds amazing, right?
Sounds amazing!
Yeah.
It's probably scary as shit when you're doing it, but sounds amazing. Like, you just want to just drop your entire life with absolutely no confirmation that you're going to have a job or money or food or a way to live once you get down there and then just figure it out? Yeah,
I don't know, man. You get fired tomorrow. Then
I don't have that much trust in myself to go outdoorsy and...
It's a beach in Costa Rica. It's not the Yukon Territory.
Still... I don't know what I'd do without music or phones or internet.
You go to Starbucks.
My PewDiePie, man. My PewDiePie.
You can't be homeless because you'd be PewDiePie-less.
Yep.
Okay.
That's where I'm at now.
Oh, man. Well, apparently there's going to be robot butlers and all that type of stuff as well. Is this it? No. I want to find... I actually, like, want... I feel like there's more to this story.
I want things, man. Give me them things. I want it.
Nope. Older posts.
Older.
Here we go.
It's the old one.
Yeah, so here's some pictures, man. Look at it. Look
dude,
at that right there.
Stop torturing me.
It's loading.
It's a good loading bar.
What about this bar? It's also good. There you go. Look at that, dude. There's like big screen TVs with like Star Wars sports playing. Some dude on a Starbuck right there.
Yeah, my only question is how they're going to do this. because they're not going to put a spaceship into space and just have you, you know, live in space. So, like, what are the windows?
Do you think they will have big Empire gigantic First Order inspired rooms too, or just 1,000 Rebel themed ones? I wonder if in the future they will build the Haunted Mansion themed hotel. This guy got off topic real quick. I'm going to start saving $50 a check now to be able to afford to go to the Star Wars hotel in the future. It will take me years, but it will be worth it. Yeah, it will.
Thanks, Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia, good for you, man. Dude, it looks awesome.
I just want to live there.
I mean, look, these
there.
People are looking outside of windows, and it's like Star Destroyers out there.
I just want to live there.
Look at that, man.
I just want to live there. Well, yeah. And
there's Admiral Akbar just pointing at people. Over there! It's a trap! Be great if that's his only line.
It's a trap.
Admiral Akbar, can you help me find the bathrooms? It's a trap!
No, I was telling you, I went into the elevator when I was in New York of the One World Trade Center building. And
yeah.
The entire ride up, it's an experience where the entire walls of the elevator are TVs. And they simulate the elevator just, you know, floating into space while you watch a time lapse of everything around you, New York, basically, from just land to all of human history. And then it just, it did not. I wasn't like, I'm staring at TVs. I'm like, holy shit.
It looked real.
Oh my God.
Well, look, I mean, there's a Star Destroyer attack happening. And yeah. Like, they're rushing this little girl off because they could die. You know? Like, I mean, I assume that's what
they're children get down to the bridge. It's adult time.
Look at BB-8. He's like, oh no, I'm blowing up and stuff.
Beep, boop, boop. Blow up.
Look at this green lady.
Dude, if you can't have sex with a green lady at this hotel,
you can't.
You gotta burn
it's
it
not
out.
Prostitution.
Dude, it should be.
Star Wars definitely.
See, that's
has
the difference between Westworld then and this Star Wars Westworld.
Oh yeah.
No sex here.
Why would you want to cut half your audience in half? Just to have sex.
You could have the seedy Mos Eisley part and then the nice
so many children would
capital
make, would
of Naboo.
Into that. You'd need bouncers.
That's fine. You don't think they have bouncers at the bars at Mos Eisley, man? People losing their arms and stuff in there, dude.
Hey, we don't accept droids in here.
Yeah, then he gets his arm chopped off. Mm. Well, I don't think that guy specifically does, but
both.
He might. I don't know for sure.
Everybody does.
Everyone dies.
Everyone loses
movie.
Arms.
You know what? That's actually kind of true.
I would lose my arm to be in Star Wars.
So there you go, man.
Mainly because they could replace it.
How much would you pay for something like that?
However much I needed to pay.
So are you going to go to that then, man?
I'm going
to
live there, man! That's my life goal now!
Well, I think a week's vacation is probably more likely.
I'm going to get the lottery and then just live there forever.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to be a permanent resident. How much money do you need from me?
Have you seen enough of Westworld to know that the Ed Harris character, like, is a founder of Westworld, and so
no.
He just gets to live there?
No.
It's not really a spoiler.
That's the guy in black?
Yeah. Like, he's in every episode just in Westworld being, like, a cowboy.
Right.
And, like, he's a deluxe preferred guest. Yeah. Like, in the show every once in a while, they're like, that guy can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. Like, he basically is a top shareholder.
Right.
He can just hang out there. So you gotta become a top shareholder in Disney.
In Disney.
Yep.
Great. I am on a very
You have to
far
become
path.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I need to get on that.
You better start working.
Need to get on that.
Because I feel like Steve Jobs did that when he was, like, your age.
We just need to find a way to steal all of Disney's rights. Just take them away.
Oh my god. Yeah, that sounds easy, dude. Let's
it's probably
that.
The easiest thing ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'd say there's probably no problems in doing
oh,
that,
yeah.
dude.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably no problems.
They don't got 20 movies planned for the next 3 years.
We didn't even talk about 2019 on this.
What is it? Of Lion King?
Captain Marvel.
Fucking god.
Dumbo.
Fucking.
Avengers, the next Avengers. Toy Story 4?
What is Disney Toon Studios?
That's got to be like a hand-animated thing. Let's look it up.
You'd think?
Disney.
Toon Studios?
Disney Toon Studios. Yeah, there it is. Pops up right there. Disney Toons.
Oh, did they do like Big Hero 6? And?
No, that's Walt Disney Animation Studios. Okay, so like
Planes.
They did like Planes. So they do like the B-roll
yeah.
animated movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Brother Bear 2,
Bambi 2,
Fox and the Hound 2, Kronk's New Groove. So, yeah, they do, like, the
yeah.
sequels and B-movies.
Well, that sucks for Dane Cook, then, getting stuck with them.
Oh, is that where he's at?
He was in the Planes movie. He's the main Planes guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot Dane Cook was alive,
yeah,
to be honest with you. But yeah, look at so 2018, they're going to make $3 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Because between Incredibles, Avengers, Black Panther, and Han Solo, they're going to make at least $3 billion.
Yeah.
All right? So and then in 2019, they're going to make another billion because they have another Avengers. They have Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Star Wars Episode 9, and then they've got a live-action Mulan and a live-action Lion King coming out that year.
That's stupid. It's also stupid that you know exactly what the Lion King and Mulan are going to be.
Well, the Lion King, Donald Glover is playing Simba.
That's ridiculous to
John
me.
Oliver is playing Zazu.
That's fantastic to me.
Hugh Jackman is playing Scar.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And I don't remember who's playing Mufasa.
But I mean, like, it's just the problem that people have with Beauty and the Beast. Like, all you get is shitty add-on and nothing different about the story. So it's just like literally watching the animated movie just with better graphics.
Well, and I think Beauty and the Beast had a better story.
I've heard people say no.
Well, those people are wrong and I am right. Donald Glover is Simba. James Earl Jones is Mufasa. Okay, he's still back here. He's just back.
Oh, my God.
He did,
man.
Mufasa in the animated one.
Oh, my God.
Billy Eichner is Timon. Who's Billy Eichner? Why does that sound so familiar?
The guy I told you about, man. Billy on the Street.
Are you serious?
That's
Billy
great.
On the Street?
That's amazing.
He's Timon?
He's Timon. Who's Pumbaa?
Seth Rogen is Pumbaa.
Oh my God! You got me. You hooked me. That's a great cast right there. Holy shit. Wow.
Jon Favreau is directing it.
Ah! I'm ready. I'm down. You got me. I don't even care if the effects suck. That's just
going to
be
funny.
You
know it's not going to, though.
That's
right?
Just
going to
be funny.
You know it's not going to suck.
No. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
People are going to hate on it, though.
I think Mulan. And see, you say they're different. Mulan's not going to be a musical this time. So it's going to be different enough that they're taking all the songs out.
Oh, shit.
No more Let's Get Down to Business to defeat the Huns, man.
I really... Why?
That's the best part
Mulan
of that movie.
Mulan had great songs.
That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be way different.
I don't like it.
Did you know Mulan is the only Disney princess to ever kill someone on screen?
Who'd she kill? The Hun?
Yeah, the Huns.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like all of them.
She like did murder them with that avalanche, didn't she?
Killed
she did
all the Huns.
Murder them, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, and then she like murdered the big Hun at the end of the movie.
Did she? I don't remember how it
she,
ends.
Like, I think she shot him up in the air with a firework or something.
No,
lots of firework deaths
yep,
in that movie.
She did do that.
Lots of firework deaths. Which yeah. I think Disney is like, that's not that violent. But you
right.
think about it, dying via fireworks.
Your body's gone.
Yeah, it's like one of the worst
you're
ways
imploded.
To die.
Well, it's quick.
Is it?
Dude, your entire
what if it
body
just blows
disintegrates,
a hole in your chest
man.
And you're just dying
well, then,
as your whole.
Well, then that would be bad.
That would sound be probably horrible, man. That'd
be probably horrible.
Disney's going to make $6 billion off movies in the next 3 years.
Should we invest now? Like, I
feel
mean,
like
I
it's.
Get they're already
yeah.
high, but they're going to get higher.
I mean, there's no way they're flops, right?
No.
There's no way.
No.
I mean, I could see even if Captain Marvel, no one sees it. Even if Dumbo, no one sees it.
Yeah.
Even if no one sees the Nutcracker or Mary Poppins, the money they're going to make from Avengers 1 and 2, the two Star Wars movies.
Incredibles and Toy Story.
Toy Story and Incredibles and Frozen 2.
God.
They could do nothing the rest of the time.
I feel like
And this
yeah.
doesn't even count their TV, their theme park where they're building Star Wars Westworld.
Why is Disney like the most mega corporation ever,
Disney?
Man?
How do we even
ever?
Disney, man? How do we turn Seth and Colby into Disney?
I don't know. We don't.
How do we? Do
We've
it? How
been
do we
beat.
Build Seth and Colby? Land?
We've been beat, man.
What would our
We
our
need a cute
be?
Little mouse mascot. Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
Yes.
It's Sethy Mouse.
And we need to go back 40 years and pioneer some technologies.
We got to build a time machine, is what you're saying.
Yes.
If we invent a time machine, we can go back and become the
and
next.
Just buy Google.com and be like,
"It's a good idea.
Here you go, guys. Sell it to me for billions of dollars."
You know what's really depressing?
Mm.
If we actually invented a time machine,
yeah.
Right, let's say we're not even invented. Let's just say we found someone who made it because we can't invent a time machine,
right?
And we went back in time. Let's say 30 years. Okay. Let's go back to the mid 70s. So 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 70s weren't that bad.
All right.
People still liked black people back then, so we're okay. We haven't gone back so far that it's uncomfortable. All right. what would we even start? Because we don't know how to do any of the things that we could replicate.
No, but we would find the people that do those like before they did it.
Like we find Steve Jobs?
Oh, yes.
And you don't think he ditches us like
and
he
did Steve
Wozniak? And
we just bring back like a good like, you know, chunk of change in our back pocket. We just take out a loan before we leave here. Just of however much
we
can.
If we get a loan
and
of like 10 grand and then
Steve
go
Jobs.
Back
yeah.
to the 70s, that's like 100 grand.
Mm. See? See?
But our money's going to look way different.
That's
it's gonna
very
look counterfeit.
True. That's kind of fucked.
We can't do that.
They have credit cards back then?
You know what we're going to have to do?
What's that?
We're going to have to plan ahead right now.
We need to get a cashier's check.
We have to go open a bank account,
uh-huh.
just leave it empty.
Okay.
And then, when we're in our 60s, we got to come back to now with the ideas that we'll get in 30 years and invest in those people.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
And we can get a loan, or we can write a check for that bank account, and that account number will exist now.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
New plan. Instead of getting a loan,
okay.
We'll get a loan to buy a brick of gold, and then we'll just take that shit back and then go and exchange that into a bank, get money from that current time, and be like, here's your money for their investment. Cha-ching!
I feel like gold doesn't appreciate as much
timeline,
as cash, though.
We need a time machine. I don't give a fuck. It's still gold. If we have a brick of gold, we're good. We're good. Sorry. You're good.
I don't know if one brick is
one
enough.
One brick will do it, man.
I feel like one brick's only worth $3,000.
You're $1,000.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we couldn't... So we would have to invest in somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know how to do anything else. I don't know how to code Facebook. I don't know how to code Google. I don't know how to make an iPhone. I just want to find the people that do and then be like, befriend them and be like, hey, can I ride your coattails, please?
But we have to have cash in
order
to do that.
Right, right. We have to have some sort of value.
So we're going to have to save up to buy a brick of gold?
Yeah. More than that. We don't have to save up shit. Just put your car down as collateral. Let's go.
Brick of
$100,000 right there.
See how much a brick of gold costs. Well, just eBay. You think eBay has gold bars?
Oh, yes, they do.
Let's go to eBay. Let's see if eBay has gold bars.
1,000%.
Gold bar. Here you go, man. 1 ounce of gold. $1,300.
See?
It's not bad.
We just need to bring back like 4 for 10 of those in our pockets.
Dude,
we're
you
good.
Should seriously just start buying gold because that would make you like 100 times cooler.
Just look at my gold stacks,
like,
man.
Every time you get $1,300 in
I'm
a savings account,
no.
change it out for gold, man.
Why would I do that?
And then bury it in your backyard.
Now everyone on the internet knows that I have a giant gold stash and they're going to come and take it from me.
No, they're not.
They will. That's the problem with gold is it can be stolen. What do you think pirates were?
Identity theft, man.
What
That's
about
a
that?
Thing?
It is. It's a lot harder to do.
Is it? Because I feel like lots of people get their identity
gold.
Stolen. Not a lot of people get gold stolen.
I'm going to steal your gold, man.
I don't have any gold.
It's in your butt.
It's not. No,
I'm
going to
steal
know.
Your butt gold.
Here's some gold right here for $115, dude. 2.5 grams.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
nothing.
No, it's not. I could flick it at you.
Like, what if we want, like, a pound of, like, a kilo? Is it like a kilo of gold?
Sure.
1 kilo of gold.
Nope.
Okay, that's not a lot. What's bigger than a kilo? A mega kilo?
I don't know.
I want one of the bricks, and man. What do you call those?
A pound of gold.
A pound? I don't think it's a pound. Because isn't a kilo more than a pound?
I don't know things, man. You're the
big
math guy.
Big gold brick.
Big gold brick.
Get shirts. Perfect.
The gold shirt.
Isn't it called bouillon? What about an ignit? Is an ignit one on? Gold.
Oh, yeah. Gold ignit. That's not.
Look at it.
What even is it?
An ignit's just, I think, a name for raw gold.
You're an ignit.
Very rare. Johnson Matthew J.M. London. Gold ignit.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of things that we need to do to go back in time.
Gold bullion bars. There we go. Boom. Boom. God, I want it like it's in a movie. No one wants this gold.
Yeah, I don't want my gold imprinted with eBay on it.
Yeah, for real. I want Polynesian dancers on it like in The Italian Job. It's all I want.
Oh, man.
It's all I want with my life.
That's all you want.
I mean, yeah.
Let's go do it. Let's go rob Fort Knox.
Can we go back in time and rob somewhere?
I know. Well, if we bring guns and we go back to a time where there's not guns, then I say our chances are pretty high.
Yeah, but if we go back to a time where there aren't guns, is there anything of value?
Gold.
I don't know how to mine gold.
Ancient.
Is there any
relics.
Way we can go back in time and get rich with no money to start with and very little effort?
It depends on if we can also teleport.
Well, what if we could go back and forward? So we could go back, rob some places, then go back forward in time with our booty.
Right. That's what I'm saying, too. We wouldn't just be stuck back in that
right.
time. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
maybe
I don't know.
We could go back with, like, big M16s, rob a big bank.
Right.
But we'd have to, like, park the time machine, like, right outside, though.
Yeah.
And then that would be on the news.
Oh, I was thinking, like, castles. We'd go back to medieval times where there's throne rooms full
there,
of golden
they?
Dragons and shit, man.
Is that real, though?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. That's their currency back
what
in the
about,
day. It was gold.
Oh, dude. Ancient Egyptian pyramids.
Yeah, any of those artifacts
yeah.
we could bring back and they would be worth millions.
Dude.
Plus, that would be cool to go back to.
You think people would ask questions about, like...
There'd be aliens there, that's for sure.
I don't think they'd be aliens.
6,000 BC, man.
Do you think...
Aliens.
First of all, would we mess up the timeline by murdering hundreds of Egyptians who tried to come after us while we're stealing their gold?
Probably.
Or do you think that it's so long ago...
That it doesn't matter?
That it doesn't matter.
I think everything kind of matters in its own
but
way.
But do we believe
we
in the lost theory of time travel?
Have the longest butterfly effect ever in
but
the
what
history
if it's,
of
But what if we don't go with the butterfly effect of time travel? We'll go with the lost version of time travel where whatever's happened already happened. So really, it's our destiny to go back in time and kill those people. Because
I mean,
if we
technically,
don't, you know, it's like he's banging on the wall.
We would be the gods that gave them the technology to do. That's what actual life theory is. That we do eventually get to a point of technology where we go back and create ourselves. That's
oh,
a theory.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh. Because we're so close to almost, you know, well, not so close, but we're on the way to virtual reality that
Wait,
we think that
we
created our own.
What about this one right here?
God damn it.
God damn it. That's the wrong that's
dude,
the wrong
I'm
one.
Telling you, this is like the buildup of an evil genius. Is
Elon Musk just told a group of America's governors that we need to regulate AI before it's too late. Musk is terrified of an AI takeover. Elon Musk doesn't scare easily. He wants to send people to Mars and believes that all cars will be driving themselves in the next 10 years, and he's excited about it. But there is something that really scares Elon Musk, artificial intelligence and the idea of software machines taking over their human creators. He's been warning people about AI for years, and today called it the biggest risk we face as a civilization when he spoke at the National Governors Association summer meeting in Rhode Island. Musk then called on the government to proactively regulate artificial intelligence before things advance too far. All right, before we even get into this, does Elon Musk live on Earth? Because he knows gay people don't have rights yet, and he expects Congress to regulate AI.
No. Yeah, obviously no.
Like, do any of the governors leave there and go, you know what, that might be a good idea?
No, I think this is just him being like, hey, you remember when I told you 10,
yeah, he's
10
cover,
years ago?
It's the cover your ass
yeah,
motive of Elon
that we
Musk.
Were kind
of
fucking ourselves.
I created this giant monster, and I wouldn't have been able to if you would have listened to me 30 years ago. Like, is that what you think is going to happen?
Think, yeah.
Because uh-huh. I kind of agree with you.
I'm telling you, like, we all love Elon Musk right now. Man's a genius. He's a billionaire. He's doing things that nobody else does. And then one day, something tragic is going to happen to that man, and then he's just going to go batshit and become Lex Luthor.
Like his family's
going
to die.
Just take over.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. The backstory, the making of an evil genius right there.
Until people see robots going down the street killing people, they don't know how to react because it seems so ethereal, he said. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive, because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late.
Well, yeah. Right now, you got to determine, one, if AI is as good as, you know, us, to where it can overthink and outthink us, then...
Well, computers can outthink us, but we have to tell them how to think first.
Right. But if they can create their own pathways to think and process and things like that, that's artificial intelligence.
Don't you think it's worrisome?
Right.
Like, because how far away from true AI do you feel like we are in years? Like, take a guess.
I don't know. Like, I'm talking about, like, the movie Her kind of AI, where it's a person's voice and they can think and talk exactly like that.
Decades, centuries? Like, how far away?
I don't know. Well, like, right now, everyone in the tech industry is working on that right now.
Yeah, I feel, like, inside, like, my first instinct is, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
You know? But the fact that Elon Musk is talking about it like it could happen tomorrow.
Well, like, right.
Makes me think
what
I'm
is
wrong.
He talking about? Like, we need to regulate the powers that we can
which
give AI?
The way
or that we need to regulate whether or not they're humans and they have rights. Is that what he means? Because that's sketchier.
I don't think he wants rights. I think he says normally the way regulations are set up is a whole bunch of bad things happen, there's a public outcry, and after many years of regulatory agency is set up to regulate that industry. It takes forever. That in the past has been bad, but not something which represented a fundamental risk to the existence of a civilization. AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. Musk has been concerned about AI for years, and he's working on technology that would connect the human brain to a computer software meant to mimic it. He's doing it!
Yeah, right. No, Ultron. This is it. Yes, 1,000%.
Musk has even said that his desire to colonize Mars is, in part, as a backup plan for if AI takes over on Earth. But even though he's shared those comments or concerns in the past, they hit their mark today in front of America's governor, with multiple governors asking Mark follow-up questions about how he would recommend regulate an industry that is so new, and at the moment, particularly posing hypothetical threats. The first order of business would be to try to learn as much as possible, to go understand the nature of the issues, he said, citing the recent success of AI beating humans at the game Go, which is once thought to be nearly impossible. All right, we got to click that link.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Go is.
I don't either, but it's...
Google beats Facebook in race to beat unbeatable game.
Yeah, it's a crazy old, like, what, Chinese game or something?
There's a machine worn Silicon Valley and Battlefield is a very, very old board game. Point Google. On Wednesday, DeepMind, the taciturn artificial intelligence arm of the search engine Google, made a big announcement. Its program has defeated a champion human Go player. It's a big deal because the complex board game, developed in China millennia ago, is considered the quintessential unsolved problem for machine intelligence. DeepMind announced its accomplishment in a paper published in the research journal Nature. The Nature?
Nature.
They created AI, and they put it in Nature?
Plants make wires that connect to CPUs that process the AI.
The paper, authored by 20 DeepMind researchers, will surely be received as a historical milestone in AI, Nature's senior editor Tanguy Sherard said in call with the reporters. By cracking Go, Google takes a step ahead in accelerating AR arms race for progress and recruiting and publicity with other tech giants. Most notably with Facebook, who is also working on beating Go. In fact, late on Tuesday, the social company seems to have caught wind of DeepMind's pending unveiling, so Facebook decided to share its announcements first. CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted about the game, noting that while his AI students haven't beaten it yet, they are getting close. Simultaneously, his science updated their earlier research paper on the game, and Yan-Li Chun, Facebook's AI chief, posted a very long indeed explanation of the method, stressing that he has but a lone researcher working on it. In its paper, Google DeepMind unveiled how it trained a machine program, AlphaGo, bested a three-time European Go champ, during a secretive match in October. More accurately, the program had trained itself to win using the advanced AI techniques that DeepMind is known for pioneering. Before being scooped up by Google for $400 million 2 years ago, the company released papers demonstrating its algorithms teaching themselves to whip classic Atari games with alarming speed. So these are literally learning to win.
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing.
Yeah.
And then they win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's called reasoning. That's a human trait.
I think Elon Musk is right. Like, I'm a little scared that no one is talking about it. The world's going to end before we're dead, right?
Yes.
Between climate change and AI, we're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right?
I would say right.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think I realized it until this moment that the world will literally end during our lifetime due to climate change and AI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes things like Trump seem not really that big of a deal because the world's going to end.
I mean, I feel like that's just how everyone thinks all the time. But now
that the world's going to end?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever thought that.
I think everyone in history has thought that too, like World War II.
Yeah, but it's been
people
about,
thought the world was going to end.
Yeah, but it's like
Cold War.
That's about like nuclear winter.
I mean, it's just a different type of end. It's an end. Into the way that the world is right now.
Here's the difference, in my opinion.
What's that?
It's easier to think, maybe easy isn't the right word, to think that the world is ending when the Germans are dropping bombs on your house every night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like people think the world's going to end right now.
Right. Yeah, okay. So it's not in your face. It's a secret
right.
world.
I think it's going to end and no one knows or cares.
Yep.
There's a story I looked at but I didn't put up today that says 87% of Americans don't know that climate change is a scientific consensus.
80%?
87%. That's wow. 90%. Nine out of 10 people don't know that climate change being real is a consensus.
That's crazy. Misinformation.
And ask your mom to explain AI to us, man, because she can't do it because no one can.
Yep. I can't do it.
It means something that a computer solves a game that me and you couldn't figure out how to play.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I don't know what that game is. I know it's probably hard.
Based in London, DeepMind works adjacent to Google's sprawling research division as an independent edict to solve intelligence. DeepMind is now some 200 researchers strong and growing fast. Back in November, Habesis coyly hinted that DeepMind had beaten Go. In March, his new program will take on the celebrated Go player Lee Sedol, the Roger Federer of the game, per Habesis, in a 5-game match in Seoul. In March? When did this article come out? That was last year. This article came out in January of 2016!
And they already beat humans at a game?
How much progress have they made in the last year and a half,
See,
man?
I think
enough
it's
for
still,
Elon Musk to worry the government.
Yeah, it's still at a point where we have to tell it what to do. And it can do things that we never thought possible, like beat us at a game. But we still have to tell it to beat us at that game. We have to tell it to learn this over and over and over again until it learns it.
Yeah, but how long
when's
it
going to start
it
telling
learned,
itself
yeah.
what to learn and yeah. what not to learn? Like, I mean, what they're talking about, like even the manufacturing jobs went away because they got robots, but then the jobs to fix the robots took over the manufacturing jobs, you know, like because
yeah.
IT is the biggest booming industry now, you know. So, and then they are saying that they're going to train robots to fix robots and to make new robots. And then, yeah, that gets to that Horizon Zero Dawn kind of future
yeah.
where we just, yeah, an AI takes over and builds what it wants and we can't
yeah.
stop it.
And then
it.
They solve the problem in Horizon Zero Dawn by building an AI to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah.
Because humans can't compete with an AI. Like, because the encryption on the systems that they wanted to shut down would take over a century to crack.
Yeah, I think that's the key part of regulating AI is making it very easy to shut down, I think. Right?
There yes, needs to be
no?
an off switch,
Yeah,
right?
there needs to be an off switch.
But there's not going to be one because
there needs
the
to be a hard wire off switch.
But there isn't. Like, you can't just take a website down because yeah. you could go pull it up in a cache.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
These aren't problems for us.
Stop hurting my... Yeah, we don't... We're not the ones...
We just know that everyone's going to die, so sell your husband,
if
sell your wife,
there.
Buy gold, bury it in your backyard.
If you know about AI, make one that does not kill us, please. That'd be great.
They all think they're doing that.
Yeah.
But they're definitely doing it.
Oh, yeah. They don't know they're doing it. They're Mr.
Right,
Tony
they all
Stark.
Think they're making a safe one, but in reality, they're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening.
Mr. Tony Stark. Yeah, we're going to die.
All right. Do you want to talk about anything else?
No. You've talked me out. I'm out of talks.
How come on our show every week we end up talking about how AI is going to murder the human
because
race?
Because it's a legitimate concern, people.
Like,
we're
we
not
off-
talking about... We're all like, net neutrality, oh no. AI can shut down the internet. How about that? Let's worry about that.
I mean, that's true. But I feel like you shouldn't mock net neutrality.
No, I'm gonna mock everything.
Can't get the iPad back. It's very
yeah,
embarrassing.
It's very slippery.
Yeah, it's slippery.
Oh, look at that internet.
Good callback, man. Well, that has been our show. We have talked about things and stuff, and we've talked about the end of the world, and we've talked about death.
Life.
We've literally talked about
eternity.
The Emmys.
Movies.
And then the extinction. Oh, time traveling bandits.
Oh, yeah.
And then the extinction of human race.
Yeah.
That's what we do on our show.
That's
so thank you for listening,
that's
everybody.
A coverage of many things.
That is. I feel like we do the same show every week.
We
though.
Do. We do.
Like, I feel like that's our summary every week.
It's great.
Just a different movie, different crime, and a different AI world.
And that's why you tune in.
That's why you love us. That's right. And not Cameron's show.
No.
It sucks balls.
It does.
So don't listen to that. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Go subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Watch the live show every Sunday at SethandColby.com and then click Watch Live. And, yeah, leave us a good review on iTunes. I mean, it would make me very happy. Colby won't notice.
I wouldn't.
But if he knew it was happening, he would also be happy.
I would
about
jump
it.
For joy.
Yes, but I will be happy. I check it religiously. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. We'll be back next week on Sunday.
Yeah,
right?
We will.
No reason that we won't.
No,
be.
We won't.
We will be.
We will not. No, be.
We will be. And we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.